You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Thursday's La Crosse Common Council meeting will have several agenda items, starting with action on multiple property developments that seek to add housing units and commercial space to the city. Other council agenda items include modifying the La Crosse Regional Airport's operating budget to handle a pair of capital projects, funding to repair the roof of the La Crosse Center, setting aside legal funds for the Town of Campbell's incorporation petition, and approving a plat for a subdivision south of the Highways 14, 35, 61 roundabout. The latest community to add a wheel tax is Onalaska. The Common Council approved a three-year wheel tax for $25 each year per vehicle kept in the city. The measure passed with a 4-2 vote, and the funds from the wheel tax are tapped for traffic infrastructure. Onalaska city officials said that they are facing a $300,000 shortfall and considered closing facilities such as the Aquatic Center or Library, or adding a different tax to cover it. The wheel tax will begin on November 1st of this year and run through October 31st, 2028. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. For the third straight year, the Universities of Wisconsin system is looking to increase tuition rates for its four-year campuses. UW schools will raise tuition by 5%, except for Green Bay going up by 4% and River Falls adding 5.8%. The announcement comes after the state's biennial budget provided $256 million in additional funding to UW. After a 10-year freeze on tuition increases, the UW system raised tuition by 5% in 2023 and 3.75% in 2024. The Board of Regents will vote on the tuition increases on Thursday. While the UW system is considering increasing tuition by 5% at all of its campuses this week, a school in Iowa is taking a different approach to attracting undergraduates. The University of Northern Iowa, which is located about 2.5 hours southwest of La Crosse, is offering its in-state tuition rate to any incoming students from Iowa's bordering states, including Wisconsin. The undergraduate tuition rate for this fall at UNI is $10,201, which is $159 cheaper than the proposed increased tuition rate for UW-La Crosse this fall. Federal courts will pursue charges against a Milwaukee County judge accused of helping a man avoid immigration officials. With more, here's Civic Media's Charlie Pittman.
A federal magistrate judge is recommending that criminal charges against Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan move forward. Dugan's accused of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid ICE agents. She faces two federal charges, knowingly concealing a person wanted on a federal arrest and obstructing a Department of Homeland Security removal proceeding. Dugan says she's not guilty. She says she was acting in a role as a judge and has immunity for her actions as a judge, saying that the prosecution violates separation of powers. But in a recommendation yesterday, Magistrate Judge Nancy Joseph wrote that a judge's official duties don't shield them from criminal law and denied a motion to dismiss charges against Dugan. The case heads back to U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman.
A scheduling hearing for Dugan, who has pleaded not guilty, is set for Wednesday. Seven people were pulled through a dam on the Mississippi River Monday after their boat failed. According to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office, six adults and one child went through the roller gates of the Genoa Lock and Dam around 1:30 p.m. Monday. All seven people reported only minor injuries afterwards. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson said it was one of the rare times that he could remember someone living after going through the dam. The sheriff's office reminded boaters to wear life jackets and have safety equipment in their boats. The bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa in southwestern Wisconsin will stay open through the summer. The Iowa Department of Transportation said that the existing bridge, which was built in 1931, will stay open for now, but future closures are planned once the summer ends. The Blackhawk Bridge, which spans the Mississippi River from Lansing, Iowa to near DeSoto, Wisconsin, was closed from May 17th until June 9th this year and for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. A replacement bridge is being built and is set to open in 2027. The redrawn 17th State Senate District has another 2026 candidate. Assembly Representative Jenna Jacobson, a Democrat, announced her campaign at an event in Ridgeway on July 7th. She joins a field that already includes Democrats Lisa White and Todd Larson. Jacobson is seeking the seat currently held by Republican Howard Markline, who is the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee. The JFC is tasked with putting together the state budget each year. Jacobson said that Markline hasn't done enough to represent the interests of southwestern Wisconsin.
The 17th Senate District, our district, has time and again been forced into referenda to fund our schools because Howard Markline has chosen power over people. He's chosen ideology over voting for the needs of the district. That is irresponsible governing.
Jacobson said she's running in part because she doesn't believe that the state budget does enough for public education and rural communities.
Schools, not just around our district, but around our state, are struggling. And we had a real opportunity in this last state budget to make meaningful impact on the funding of our schools and try to stop the cycle of endless referendums. And unfortunately, the budget fell short on that.
The 17th Senate District includes Crawford, Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties, as well as parts of Vernon, Dane, and Rock counties. Before the district lines were redrawn ahead of the 2024 election, the 17th district stretched from Juneau County in central Wisconsin down to the state line. Markline, who was drawn out of the 17th district and placed in the 14th district, easily won his three previous elections for the seat under the old maps, including in 2022 by more than 20 percentage points. He has not yet announced his future plans. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Gas prices continue to fall in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 4.5 cents over the last week for an average of $2.92 today. This is 3.5 cents lower than a month ago and 40 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say the downward momentum may continue. OPEC will boost production by a larger than expected amount per day in August, and that will add further pressure to oil prices as supply builds. If tensions in the Middle East remain contained and we don't see any major hurricanes in the Gulf, the national average could dip below $3 per gallon later this summer.
Here in La Crosse, prices currently sit at around $2.90 per gallon, just below the statewide average. Across the river in Houston County, prices are only slightly higher at around $2.93 per gallon.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Planned Parenthood says hundreds of its clinics nationwide could be at risk of closing under a newly signed law backed by President Trump. President Trump signed the sweeping domestic tax and spending bill on July 4th. The legislation is projected to add trillions to the national debt, but includes deep cuts to food assistance and Medicaid. And although the law doesn't name Planned Parenthood, reproductive rights advocates say it could still have a major impact by blocking Medicaid reimbursements to any nonprofit health provider that offers abortion services.
The congressional bill that would defund Planned Parenthood would make Planned Parenthood essentially a prohibited entity, meaning it could not seek reimbursement from Medicaid for services like contraception care, gender-affirming care, STI treatment, testing, cancer screening. And the list goes on and on.
Michelle Velasquez, Chief Strategy Officer at Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, speaking last week following a state Supreme Court ruling that found a 19th century abortion ban no longer applies in Wisconsin. Medicaid funding for abortion services has long been limited under the Hyde Amendment, but this new law, if interpreted as advocates fear, would go further, barring Medicaid payments to clinics that offer abortions, even if a patient is seeking unrelated care.
So the estimate nationally from the Planned Parenthood Federation is that about 200 Planned Parenthood health centers across the country would likely close.
Nationally, Planned Parenthood served 2 million patients last year. Just 4% of its services were abortion-related. Most were for STI testing and treatment, contraception, and other reproductive health care. In Wisconsin, 54% of its revenue came from Medicaid, according to its 2022-2023 annual report. Planned Parenthood operates 21 clinics across Wisconsin. Only three provide abortion services.
We'll have a break from the rain for a couple of days before showers and storms return at the end of the week. Today will be sunny with highs in the low to mid-80s across the Coulee region. Wednesday will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid-80s around La Crosse. Thursday night into Friday, chances of rain showers and storms increase, with the potential for an inch or two of rain on Friday. Then we'll see a gradual warm-up into early next week, where highs will be around 90 degrees. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. It was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's kind of annoying that the Jurassic Park franchise movies have been pretty mediocre. Having said that, it's hard to mess up a franchise where you have access to dinosaurs. Jurassic World Rebirth followed suit with most of the other films and received mediocre reviews. I thought about 2/3 of it was good. When dinosaurs are terrorizing, it's great fun. And there are a couple of moments that will make you jump from your seat. Not a full-blown Pete pick, but it's worth a look. Well, if you missed the first 2 installments of The Thomas Crown Affair in 1968 and 1999, you'll have another chance as there is yet another remake of the film. Michael B. Jordan is set to star and direct the latest reboot. According to TheWrap.com, joining him in the cast will be Lily Gladstone and Kenneth Branagh. Branagh has received multiple Oscar nominations for acting and has won one for screenwriting for Belfast. The Thomas Crown Affair is expected to be released in 2027. Despite mediocre reviews, dinosaurs prevailed as box office champions over the 4th of July weekend. As expected, Jurassic Franchise Rebirth, also known as Jurassic World Rebirth, was tops at the box office, pulling in $147 million domestically over the 5-day weekend and $318 million worldwide. The film stars Scarlett Johansson and Mahershala Ali and some pretty impressive CGI dinosaurs. Coming in second place was the Brad Pitt-driven F1, which brought in $26 million and saw a somewhat respectable drop-off of 54% from the week before. How to Train Your Dragon came in third place with about $10 million in its 4th week of release. The family film is now at $224 million domestically, with well over a half a bill worldwide. Rounding out the top five were the Pixar film Elio with about $5 million Buku Dolores, and 28 years later came in 5th place with $4.6 million at the gate. Actor Mark Ruffalo has taken shots at podcaster Joe Rogan, insinuating that Rogan is late to the game with his ICE raid outrage. The Kenosha-born Ruffalo said it's a little late now to pretend like Project 2025 didn't exist and wasn't the playbook all along, saying about Rogan, "You are either not that smart or not that dumb. It's hard to tell at this point." Ruffalo has a host of projects set to drop in the coming months, and despite a solid performance as always, is still probably trying to forget he was part of Mickey 17. AMC Theaters recently announced they would play more commercials before movies to help offset a budget deficit. That's probably not something most moviegoers wanted to hear, but in a move in the other direction, beginning July 8th, the movie chain will offer 50% off tickets on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. The chain has also announced they will offer discount popcorn and soda on those days. This will allow the movie-going public to save a few bucks while still trying to add a few extra pounds. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight it will be clear, and we will drop down to a low of around 63. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Could see a chance of scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow, and again tomorrow night, our high tomorrow, 84. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.